You are back with the conversation here on Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. We've been checking in with the state's mayors on a regular basis, and we caught up with Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell yesterday afternoon to get his thoughts about the August 1st reopening of tourism. Mayor Caldwell says it was a decision that came after a 4 to 5 hour meeting with all the mayors on Monday. So will Honolulu be ready to open its doors to tourists once again?
There's a lot that needs to be done between now and August 1st. Most of it, if not all of it, on the state side. The two critical components for me and where I have the greatest concern is, one, making sure that all the information that's gathered on paper forms is actually in a database and it's robust and available to all the screeners initially for Inner Island. And the good news with Inner Island opening up, there's time to test this and get that working quickly and easily and people getting comfortable with it. And then, of course, absolutely, on August 1st, that data has to be in there. So as people come in, they're putting in the information, all the health information that you have to put on the form. That's number one. Number two, the Hawaii Department of Transportation will get this done. I think under Ford Fujikami's leadership, he will get it done. He made a commitment to mayors to get it in operation well before that time. The second part is Department of Health in terms of testing, contact tracing, isolation, and then support for those who, when they're isolating, may not be able to take care of themselves. And the critical one for Oahu is the contact tracing. You know, if you look at what the experts are saying, you need approximately 300 to 400 contact tracers that have been tried and true. They've gone through their paces and are ready to respond as we have more cases. And Department of Health is in the process of doing that. They have probably around 50 contact tracers right now, and they've assured us they're going to have well over 300 by August 1st. But the proof is in the pudding, right? You got to see it. And hopefully between now and August 1st, they'll have the team in place. Because we're seeing, as you know, an uptick. We saw more cases today from previous days. We know that as we open up, even with the screens we have in place, with the temperature taking, with the negative test requirement, we're going to see more cases. And we can handle the cases as long as Department of Health has all their things in place to manage it. If that does not occur, we could lose control, the state could lose control, and we could see a problem where we'd have to slow down the opening up or even step back. And I think most people on the island of Oahu would find that extremely unacceptable.
And this first week of August, I think that's when a lot of students return back to school.
That's right. People will start to go to school. Although I'm not certain how many kids from Hawaii are going to be going to school on the continent this coming fall. I've heard that some schools are opening, but I've heard many others have decided to do a distance learning into the winter period on the hope that there'll be a vaccine by then. But it's going school by school. I've heard some are opening, some are not. And we'll have to see how many local kids decide to venture up the East Coast or West Coast. And as you know, I mean, in our orders, our Restore Honolulu orders, we've actually allowed schools to start to begin in-class learning again. We've allowed HPU and Chaminade and others, but other even private schools, to begin the process of teaching kids in classrooms. Of course, with a lot of modifications, with mask wearing and physical distancing and that kind of thing. But you are right, schools will be opening up on each of the islands under the conditions that the mayors have set. And there is going to be an increase in the number of cases. I think part of the reason we're seeing the increases now is because of our opening up and relaxing what was at one time a stay-at-home, work-at-home order. Now people are out and about, going to restaurants and, you know, getting their hair cut and working out in gyms and all those kind of things. And unless they're really careful, everyone is really careful, you're going to see this virus spread. And I think you're seeing some examples of that in our community here on Oahu and on the neighbor islands, too.
What's the feedback that you've been getting as you relax these restrictions?
I think people are somewhat appreciative because they realize we need to thaw out our economy if there's going to be jobs for people on this island. At the same time, I think they're concerned. And, you know, I still hear from people that say, even though you open up the restaurants, I'm not going. I try to go to restaurants on a regular basis now all around town. I try to go to ones that have outdoor dining when it's safer. And two, it's a unique program we've implemented here on Oahu to help those restaurants who may not have the same seating capacity because they have to be 6 feet apart. They don't have to be 50% occupied, but they got to be 6 feet apart, the tables. So we've allowed them to move out into our parking lots and sidewalks and malls and sides of parks to help them with that. So I try to go to those places to show support.
It was nice to see. I was down on Montserrat earlier in the morning, and a coffee place had put out tables, and it was just so nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. So I went to 12th Avenue Grill the other night and sat outside up by the parking lot. I went to Surfing Pig and Kamuki on Wailea Avenue. And then this past weekend, I went to Tango's and Kakako sat outside, and it was really nice. And I hope this program, we can maybe even continue once there's a vaccine and we go back, but allow more outdoor dining like great cities around the world. People are concerned, right? They still don't want to go, but they'll go if they can sit outside. And there's examples of that all over. Today, the big question in the Star Advertiser, Honolulu Star Advertiser, was, you know, do you feel safe going out? A surprising number, over 50%, felt they didn't feel that safe yet. That gives me hope, by the way, that people are really following the requirements of mask wearing and or face coverings and physical distancing. And I think people in Hawaii and on Oahu, we follow rules and requirements a lot better than up on the continent. I think part of it is we look at ourselves as one big ohana. We don't want to get each other sick, or neighbors and family and friends sick, and coworkers. So we're a little bit more careful in a place like Texas. I was reading about New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, and guys from Florida have to quarantine guys from Texas and those kind of places. And I thought, these are three states that had huge outbreaks, and the epicenter for a while was New York. I don't know exactly how they enforce a quarantine in those three states in particular. You got the New Jersey Turnpike, I-95, you got so many different freeways and roadways going through those three states. You know, how do you make someone quarantine when they're just driving in and out when they want? Having said that, I think, you know, they are concerned, and it should be a heads up for us. You know, the thing that really flattened the curve was all the hard work of the people of Oahu and the other counties. And more credit goes to, I think, our geography. You know, in the middle of the Pacific, and we're separated from each other by water from island to island, and we're able to really stamp out the virus to a large degree. And now as we open up, still a quarantine's in place, but if you come in with a negative test, then you can come in, and of course, you can come in just like you right now can do and have to quarantine for 14 days. But as you see more and more people coming in and they agree to quarantine, it's really based on compliance, right? It's going to be hard for the Honolulu Police Department to enforce quarantine on thousands of people who are supposed to be quarantining. So we're hoping that people will instead choose the route of getting a test, showing that it's negative, and then we don't have to worry about enforcement because people are complying. And some people believe that's going to happen, by the way, Catherine. People want to come here because it's the safest state in the union. It looks different than anywhere else. It doesn't feel like you're in America, but you're in America. And they're going to be willing to get a test, pay for a test, have it shown negative, and know that when they get on the plane, there'll be more people on the plane that are negative, or at least tested negative. And when they get here, they're going to feel safer. And so people think there'll be a lot of people getting the test first before they come. And I'm hoping that's correct.
You have relaxed the restrictions. Gatherings, I think, are limited to, well, I believe, what is it, 100?
Outside 100, yes. 50 inside.
Yes, and we just did a show on sporting events, and I know based on best information and the number of cases, Honolulu will make a decision about whether some of these events can go later in the fall.
There was a story in the New York Times that the New York Marathon has been canceled. It takes place in the fall in November, and a decision was made by Mayor Cuomo to not allow the marathon to go forward. Now, our Honolulu Marathon is not until December. I keep hope upon hope, that perhaps there will be a vaccine by then, or a really good treatment if you get COVID-19. The way things are going, you know, it looks less hopeful. And, you know, perhaps we'll have to follow the way of New York. Of course, the decision will be made in large part by those who put on the Honolulu Marathon. But to your point, you know, is right now we have a limit on gatherings, 50 inside, 50 people inside, and 100 outside. And that means a gathering where you're inviting people to come together. Of course, and I don't know if you've done it, you should go down to Waikiki Beach on the weekend. It is filled with thousands of local people now. They've taken back the beach. You're seeing a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing, and yeah, it's really cool. Now, there's a lot of people, they're not invited to gather there, but when you have an event where you're saying, we want you to come to something, the limit is 50 and 100. We actually looked at increasing it up to 250 and got some hard questions of the Department of Health and thinking it was premature to do it, and so we have not done it. But there's going to be a push. But even at 250 people outdoors, that's not a lot of people when you're talking about a marathon or you know, a half marathon or other things. And so How do we get around this? It's a good question. I think part of it is, what kind of conditions do you have? You could have a lot of people in a place, but if they're spread 6 feet apart and they're wearing a mask, now if you're running, impossible to do. But there are certain events where you could maybe spread people out. You may not get the numbers that you used to get, but you could get a fair number. And this, again, depends on what we see as we open up in our island, and then, of course, travel from outside the state. And if Department of Health can manage increased number of cases and control it and make sure there's enough ventilators and ICU rooms and all of that, it's a valid thing to start talking about to invite larger gatherings.
But you think it will be a gradual number as opposed to 100 and then large crowds?
I think it'll be gradual. But, you know, we've also talked, you could see things like, you could maybe have football back in Aloha Stadium or volleyball or basketball inside Stan Sheriff. But perhaps testing would be a component of all players, both the local team, home team, and, of course, those coming in to play. And perhaps initially no spectators. You know, soccer started to be played again in Europe, in Spain, and Germany for over a month now, but with no spectators. So maybe the first thing is having sports being played where at least people can watch from afar from TV. And then maybe you could allow spectators in, but spread apart, you know, so you wouldn't have Stan Sheriff with 10,000, you may have Stan Sheriff with a couple thousand spread all over. It's starting to open it up, getting back to a more normal way.
You know, normally summertime, we see the canoe regattas, canoe clubs out there racing.
Yeah. You know, that would be something more safe. You know, being in a canoe regatta outside is always better than inside. It'd be hard to wear a mask. You are kind of close together when you're in a canoe and you're breathing hard on each other's back as you paddle. And so that's a concern, but, you know, these are things we need to look at. Come July 3rd, we've allowed through two phases. Right now, you can go into our parks and you can practice football. You can have the Pee Wee Pop Warner football team practicing, but not competitively against another team. But come July 3rd, you're going to be able to have competitive games. So you're going to have kids bumping up against each other. They won't be wearing masks. So we're moving in that direction already, opening up to more competitive types of sports being played.
We've been talking with Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell.